And this feast day of the Solemnity of Saint Peter and Paul, it causes me to think about just what true relationships and friendships look like, because the church often shows Peter and Paul and holds them up as an example of what it means to be truly have a deep-rooted relationship and friendship and with one another. And so it made me think of an experience when one of my closest friends in life, who's my cousin Michael, we grew up together and just always kind of had this special connection. And about 2 years ago, he invited me to go to the Country Thunder Music Festival down in Twin Lakes. And it was on a Sunday evening. And I love country music, sorry about that. But someone came up last night to me and said, you know, I won't hold it against you. So apparently it's not a popular thing to like. But it was on Sunday evening, and he hadn't gone to Mass yet. He hadn't gone in the morning. And so the plan was to go to an early Sunday evening Mass and then head straight down to the concert. And even though I had already celebrated Mass at my previous parish in the morning, I didn't want him to go alone, so I joined him. And so we get to church, and Mass begins. And one of the things that surprised me during this Mass was a sense of awkwardness between my cousin and I as Mass went on. Now, he and I have had serious conversations about life. We've shared struggles, and we've even talked about our faith. But something that was not part of our relationship was praying together. There's just not a regular part. And as we found ourselves standing side by side praying together in Mass, we found ourselves in this new experience. And we realized that something was lacking in our relationship. And yet, in this experience of praying together, there was this greater sense of vulnerability and closeness in praying together at Mass. And you may have experienced this with yourselves, with people close to you, that you can grow up with someone, spend years with them, and yet when it comes to faith, we can still seem to be strangers to one another. I think this is because prayer, our relationship with Christ, is truly one of the most intimate things that we can share with someone. To pray with someone can often be awkward because of how vulnerable it makes us. That experience with my cousin invited us into this new depth to our relationship, because it showed us what was lacking in it, but it also reminded us what truly united us and brought us to closely together. That our relationship wasn't truly built on just our shared interest in sports, board games, sense of humor, or even our love of country music. What really was going to unite us and what our relationship could be built upon was our shared love for Christ. That we stood side by side in that church, worshiping together the God of our life. We stood side by side admitting that God was number one. This is one of the lessons and questions we are asked on the celebration of Saints Peter and Saint Paul. What is the foundation of the relationships in our life? What are they built upon? Because as I mentioned, St. Peter and St. Paul have long been held up as an example of what true friendship and relationship looks like. Because their relationship was not built on similar interests, but in their undivided love for God. In fact, it's actually a little ironic that they share the same feast day, because in life, they didn't get along all that much. Paul called himself one of the original 12 apostles, which Peter didn't appreciate at all. They publicly argued about whether new converts had to follow Jewish law or not, and debate, as we hear in the scriptures, was quite heated. And so there's real tension in their relationship. Yet the church lifts them up to us in the example of true friendship. Because at the end of the day, They knew that none of those things mattered. What only mattered was that they stood side by side, praising Almighty God. They both said together what Peter said in the gospel, that Jesus is the Christ of their life. And they both proved that by giving of their own life through martyrdom. And so having this as the foundation of their relationship, not their theological debates or opinions, who was an apostle or not, allowed them to endure the sufferings of the world together. We hear in the first reading of Peter being thrown in prison and Paul being poured out like an oblation in the second reading. Having Christ as the foundation of their relationship allowed them to endure the disagreements they had with one another and allow those disagreements or grievances, the hurt, to tear them apart. I'm sure you, as I have had in my life, the opposite happen. Their relationships fall apart because they were built upon shared interests rather than Christ, and thus they could not endure the hardships that they encountered because of that. They were too surface level. Our invitation for today is to look to Peter and Paul and consider, how can we invite Christ to be the foundation of the relationships in our life? Can we introduce a foundation of prayer with our spouse, family, and friends? Or are those relationships built upon interests instead? Yet when our relationship is founded on Christ, then, like Peter, it becomes a rock, one which can withstand and prevail even the gates of the netherworld. As I know from my experience with my cousin, this can be hard to do. It's vulnerable. It can be awkward, embarrassing at times, and uncomfortable, but it also is most rewarding. For my cousin and I now have a far stronger friendship than ever before, one that includes all those same interests, but is now built upon Jesus, who is not just my Christ or his Christ, but he is truly our Christ. All we needed for us to realize this was to find ourselves standing side by side on that Sunday evening Mass.